Where have all the beef cows gone? Cattle numbers are down again, now to their lowest level since 1952, according to USDA's recent inventory count. The beef cow numbers are down to their lowest level since 1962, as the devastating impacts of the 2012 drought continue the longer-term decline. Beef cow numbers were down 3% alone in 2012 and have been down 11% since 2007. The drivers have been high feed and forage prices, the persistent drought in the southern plains, and of course, now, the widespread Midwestern drought of 2012. The 2012 drought was the primary driver of the decrease last year as it destroyed pastures and forage supplies and catapulted corn, sorghum, and soybean meal prices higher. The impacts were the heaviest for cow-calf producers in the southern plains, where beef cow numbers dropped by 9% last year alone, and also in the central plains, where numbers of beef cows were down 6%. Those two regions had a decrease of 860,000 cows in 1 year. Likely, some of those cows did move further to the north, where the northern plains had more rain, cow numbers there expanded by 4%, totaling about 170,000 cow increase. The 2012 drought was just the latest event to result in the movement towards liquidation of cows that's really accelerated since 2007. Nationally, the beef cow herd has dropped by 3.6 million head, or 11%, with reductions of beef cow numbers in all regions except for the northern plains, as it's been very difficult for the beef industry to compete for high-priced feed and limited land that is being converted to corn and soybean production. The southern and central plains have led the way since 07 with a 1.9 million head reduction in beef cows, and that's followed by 700,000 reduction of cows in the southeast and 680,000 cow reduction in the Corn Belt states. What is it going to take to turn around this herd decline? Well, the answer is probably more rain, more crop production, and more pasture and forage production. Larger crop and forage production would increase availability and lower prices for these critical feedstuffs. Given the small size of the calf crop, this would bolster calf prices. A second condition beef producers would like to see before expansion is some assurance that feed prices will have an overall general moderation in coming years, not just a one-year decrease. The USDA did find some evidence among producers that they were getting positioned to begin expansion. The number of beef heifers that are being saved for herd replacements was up 2%. Yes, that's up 2%. There is certainly a general feeling that cattle prices could be very strong in coming years due to small per capita beef supplies. If weather will just moderate, several profitable years are anticipated for cow-calf producers. Finished cattle prices should sharply strengthen into the spring as beef supplies drop. These smaller beef supplies will be related to both that small cow herd, which means a small number of calves will be available, as well as to the pace of feedlot placements that dropped so sharply beginning last July, of course, as a result of the dramatically higher feed prices from the drought. In fact, placements from July through November last year were down 12%. And that's going to create a period of reduced marketings coming out of feedlots in the late winter through the midsummer this year. In addition, I'm also guessing that the U.S. economy may be somewhat stronger than what is the general anticipation, and that should also be supportive to finished cattle prices this spring and summer as well. Now, the recent futures price declines, I think, may have been excessive. Current futures prices are suggesting that late winter and spring prices of finished cattle will be in the low to mid 130s. I think smaller finished cattle supplies due to the small placements last summer and fall are really going to provide an opportunity for finished cattle prices to rally back toward more like the mid to higher 130s this spring and early summer. I expect late summer prices to back off seasonally into the higher 120s, and then to see finished cattle prices strengthen into the fall to the low to mid 130s again. If weather does help restore feed and forage supplies this summer, then I think a more aggressive expansion of beef heifers will be anticipated beginning in the fall of 2013, and that's going to continue right into 2014. If this does occur, it's going to set the stage for very strong calf prices and for new record high prices for finished cattle in 2014. If, and it's a big if, crop and forage production can return closer to normal, then the cattle industry is poised for multiple years of favorable returns and for expansion. However, everyone watching the drought monitor clearly knows that much of the country has not yet returned to normal weather conditions. Beef cattle producers certainly are poised to expand when the weather conditions improved, but unfortunately, for the beef industry, both the poultry and pork producers are waiting at the start line as well. Those industries can expand production much more quickly, and they will extract market share from the beef industry during the period from late 2013 through 2016. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.